The Nine Mile School District lies at the southern end of Stevens County. School Superintendent Brian Talbot says the rural community is dependent on county sheriffs if an emergency occurs.
You know, when I talk about Nine Mile, we're in a different situation than, say, Colville or Chewila, both of those having a local police force in those two communities. Because we don't, we are 100% reliant on the sheriff's department. That we're that far removed from having a law enforcement officer being on this end of the county.
There are 12 school districts in the county, and the sheriff's department provides security to 8 of those that are in unincorporated areas. Talbot says discussions about hiring a school resource officer have come up, but financing such a position is problematic. The estimated cost is about $130,000. Now, Stevens County Sheriff Kendall Allen has come up with a new concept that he pitched last week to all county school superintendents.
We would go out to the communities within the school districts and find volunteer personnel that would be recruited from the school district that they live in. Those volunteers would be vetted by the school district and by the sheriff's office.
Sheriff Allen says he believes qualified people could be found to become volunteer school resource officers.
And you got to remember, you have a wide range, especially down in the Suncrest and Nine Mile area. There's a wide range of people that live there. There really are. There's retired military. There's retired law enforcement. There's people that have, you know, jobs where they're off during the week and maybe work weekends.
The sheriff says any potential candidate would receive special training in order to become a resource officer. Superintendent Talbot says he likes the idea and at this early stage is running the concept by the company that provides insurance coverage to the district to get their feedback. He says that includes the idea that the resource officers could carry firearms.
You know, there are a couple of school districts in the state that do arm administrators, and they are part of that same insurance provider. However, they have to get a different umbrella coverage, so this might be the same.
Talbot says the school board would take public input on the idea of volunteer school resource officers before making any decision to move forward. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.